Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord!
Ye must be born again. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, ye must be born again. Again. To read once again from Titus chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And then also reading from the first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. When we think of the blessing of prayer and the need of prayer, both that we are to be subject to those in authority, as Paul states to Titus, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. And then his word to Timothy, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We often begin with ourselves. We want our leaders to be like us. But in both of these writings, Paul to Titus and to Timothy, we see that it is toward God. When the Lord Jesus gave the grace of God, and who gave himself, it was to purify unto himself a peculiar people. When we think of Paul writing to Timothy and exhorting him to pray, he said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. We must be brought to think of God. We must be brought to have the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. And only then can we rightly pray. As we read from 1 Timothy chapter 2, we can also see the message given by Jeremiah. When the people went into captivity, he told them, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. It's not, first of all, the circumstance. Paul writes, in whatever state we are there, we're to be content. We often think if government was only different, or we want to change government. But we need to do, first of all, submit and pray. Especially pray to God. And that is what he has directed. We need to think of that as Paul writes it. We need to think of it in our time, in this nation. We need to think of it for every nation, to pray both for one another, and each nation to pray for those in authority over us. Let's think of that as we come before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks for the blessing of prayer. We give thanks for the exhortation to pray that Paul could give to Titus, to Timothy, and many other places. Thou, Lord Jesus, didst both tell the apostles to pray. Thou didst give them thy Spirit so they could pray in one accord, in one place, in prayer and supplication. Then seeing the great blessing that came out of that when the church was endued with power from on high to preach thy word. And not only to the common people, but later, how many of the priests became obedient to the faith. that thou didst take them from amongst all men, even as we read here, that thou wouldst have all men to be saved. Father, we are often prone to look at one part of society or another and think of them as the ones that are in thy favor or the ones that are already thy church. But thou hast told us thou wouldst have all men to be saved. We think of Paul, very unlikely to be saved, one to be feared as a persecutor, and then suddenly, mightily, being made a preacher of the gospel and used both to preach and also to teach Titus, Timothy, and us today. We pray that thou wilt send the same Spirit that caused Paul to be born again, even as we sang, singing from the words that thou didst give, Lord Jesus, to another ruler, even to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see thy kingdom. And except a man be born again, he cannot enter into thy kingdom. And we pray that thou wilt send that Spirit that changes us, that Spirit that opens our heart to receive rightly thy word, and thy Spirit that can lead the church into all truth together, that we might be one, that we might truly be a peculiar people unto thee, Lord Jesus, that we are drawn to thee, the head of the church, that we do not seek to draw others to ourselves, and that we may remember, as we so often read in the weeks past, that we preach not ourselves, but thee, Lord Jesus, and ourselves, servants to the people, for thy name's sake, for thy glory. And we pray that that may be done today. We pray for all those in our audience, all the special needs that there are, amongst the older ones, those in sickness, those in sorrow, the homeless, the suffering, the broken homes. We pray, Father, for both young and old, and pray for thy mercy and above all thy grace through Christ. Amen. As we think of not only prayer, and think again of that early church found in prayer and supplication, they were also soon preaching. Later on in the book of Acts, we read they went everywhere preaching the gospel. First, they preached it in Jerusalem, as Christ had said, to begin in Jerusalem. They were persecuted and driven out. But it was God's means to cause the gospel to be preached in other places. And so, as we think of these words here of Titus, first of all, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. It certainly can appear in the fruits of it, but it also appears in the beginning of it, the word being preached and the word being carried on. As Paul said to Titus in the last verse of that second chapter, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Timothy was also exhorted not only to pray, and particularly for those in authority over them, him and others, but to preach the word. And Paul had that privilege. Paul began by being described as, behold, he prayeth. And Paul, in writing to the many churches, declared that he prayed for them, that they might have the blessing that could come from above, only from God himself through Christ. But there is also a place to speak. We certainly need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our president, for our Congress. We need to pray for the fear of God to be given in a much greater extent than it is, particularly in regard to such things as abortion, such things as marriage and divorce, such things as creation and the theory of evolution being taught as a fact by many. All of those we need to pray about first. First of all, that those that know the truth will believe the truth instead of the lie. And then pray that the church might be endued with power from on high to both preach and teach. The Lord Jesus said to Paul, after he had been used of God to begin many churches among the Gentiles, and he was back in Jerusalem, he said, appearing to Paul, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou also witness in Rome." That's given in Acts chapter 23, verse 11. On the way to Rome, Paul spoke to Felix, recorded in Acts chapter 24. To Festus in Acts chapter 25, and then to King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26. Paul writes later to the churches, "They of Caesar's household salute you." He must not only have appeared before Caesar, as he requested, but he had opportunity to preach to Caesar's household, and there must have been converts, converts in that wicked city. Converts amongst that heathen people, converts in the capital city of the world, and there could be that today, if we would but begin to pray as God says, particularly through the pen of Paul. Again, I exhort therefore, first of all, supplications, not just prayer, not just speaking words, but supplicate, cry before the Lord. Prayers, intercessions, and along with it, giving of thanks. We hear many sounding an alarm, and there are reasons to be alarmed today. Many reasons in our relationship in this nation amongst ourselves, in our relationship with others. But there is much reason to give thanks. I can speak into this microphone today, and it can reach you wherever you are. I give thanks to God for that, but even more, beg God to give me the right message. Beg God to bless it when it reaches your ears. But there's no hindrance outside of myself and outside of you. Our biggest concern isn't others. It isn't what our government is doing or not doing. It's us. We can say, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared." I just read part of it and what it does, teaching us to deny ungodliness, worldly lust. Yes, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. Where? In tomorrow's world? In another world? No. In this present world. Daniel did it. His three friends did it. Elijah did it. Others did it. They lived where they were. They lived godly in this present world, in spite of kings and rulers, in spite of persecution. I'm sure that this reaches into some countries where there is persecution. I talked to someone yesterday in a nation that has more and more persecution, sadly. But we, especially in this nation, still have freedom. And we need to redeem the time while we have opportunity. And certainly, God is giving us that. And not only are we to have supplications, prayers, intercessions, but giving of thanks be made for all men. We can pray for both the good and the evil. And we can certainly give thanks that the evil are not worse than they are. There have been much worse rulers than there are today in many lands. There are still some very, very evil rulers in some lands, and they bring persecution. And we certainly have to pray for them, that those that live in those lands may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. But where is it to come from? Not from ourselves, not from the rulers themselves, not unless God gives it. And it will be both by prayer first, even to the point of supplications, intercessions, giving of thanks. Also, as we read from Titus, submission. Yes, the first two verses, Titus chapter 3, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Sadly, in the history of the church, in the history of literally every kind of church, there are probably a few exceptions, but most churches, Protestant and Catholic, have persecuted. Most churches have wanted to get the government under them, and then to force others to worship as they did. Imprisoning, beating, killing. Terrible things happen from the church. We talk about some religions today that kill not only others, but one another. And sometimes within the church, we say, why don't they know better? Why do they do that? Why did we do it? Why did it happen even at such a wonderful time as at the Reformation? Why did it happen in such a wonderful land as our own United States of America that many fled to from persecution in Europe and England and came here? And it didn't take long. They were persecuting. They were beating. They were giving others whipping. They were putting some in prison. They were fining them, taking away their property. And it didn't take long after those first settlers came. If you just read history carefully, you'll find it. And we need to do as Josiah did when Reformation came in Judah. He said, our fathers have sinned and the wrath of God is upon us. Daniel in chapter 9, we can read how he confessed the sins of the present and of the past. And so there's much discussion. Are we a Christian nation? Some say yes, some say no. And I won't try to settle that. But we have not acted like Christians should. And we don't today. The salt have lost its savor. We are not doing what we could be doing. And we need to begin. If the world is to be changed, in a recent election, we heard much about change. There can be change that brings about worse things, and we have changed in the past generations. Homes have changed. Schools have changed. The workplace has changed. Government has changed. And we need desperately a change back again to the Word of God. We need change in the right way, that homes will be healed, schools will be safe, and teach truth, government, and the workplace that will be honest. Men and women individually need to be delivered from their own sins. You and me, from our sins. Not just speaking to others. Not just holding up, as it were, the rod, the law. But knowing our own need of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, the gospel in which we read in Scripture how he died and shed his blood for our sins, and how there were those who overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Titus is talking much about overcoming. He is talking about what this does, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldliness, that we should live soberly, righteously, and only in that way, godly, that we can look for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, who is going to come again, but who has already given himself, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Yes, he redeems us from punishment, from hell, but from present iniquity. That's what we need. That's what the change needed in this nation. That's the change needed in other nations. If all these places mentioned are to be different, it's going to have to start with individuals. Individuals being saved, converted, and having the blessing, the power of Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus, who said, without me, you can do nothing. And then all these institutions that we need to pray for, these leaders, they need to hear it from us. And we need to tell them, as Paul did, those mentioned, Felix, Festus, Agrippa, and then going to Rome and being true to God there. Sin brings sorrow, disappointment, yes, even death. God's word tells us, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But also the wonderful promise, the but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit life everlasting. The Lord Jesus said, I came to give life and to give it more abundantly. That is both for the present and the future. God's word tells us, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Not perfect peace when there's a wonderful economy. Not perfect peace when there's a president or a leader that we all agree with. But when our mind is stayed on God. Oh, let's turn to God. Let's have our mind stayed on him. And we must come back God's way. His word. And if we come back by his word, we will come back by his son, the Lord Jesus. We will come back knowing who he is, what he has done, and what he teaches. Even teaching us through the pen of Paul, as he writes to Timothy, as he writes to Titus, as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit inspired Jeremiah to write, even to the captives where they were, to submit and to pray. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Make intercession, supplications for leaders, for ourselves as well, all through Christ.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise